She also made clothes for the men and taught them how to live off the land they were entering into. She saved valuable items from the boat she was in that was sinking. She also negotiated with the Shoshone tribe for horses. Upon her return, she found her brother had become the chief of the tribe. During the journey, Sacajawea and a slave named York even had an equal vote in where the explorers would spend the winter months. This was important because women and African American men were not given that privilege until much later.